Today is the best day in the history of ever. So let's talk about done versus perfect. My name is Alex Red, and my life is nothing but an experiment. Today we're coming back to an age-old question. Does length matter? Well, we're talking podcasts here, right? As you may have noticed, my podcasts are rather short. A friend of mine mentioned that right away after I shared it with him. Someone once said to me, "Done is better than perfect," I replied. And he realized that was his advice after all. So what's the point here? Time is the most valuable thing people have. Don't waste it. I don't misuse intros, outros, or add filler content just to get to a podcast length that is supposed to be ideal. I'm just starting out, and I'd rather publish short podcasts consistently than working forever on the perfect one. Eventually, my podcast style will adjust to whatever makes sense for you and me anyway. Apart from entertainment and music content, I consume everything with a speed set to 2x for video and audio, and speed read the written content. I also try to skip the intro and outro on videos and podcasts. That easily adds up to hours and even days saved when you primarily consume knowledge via audio and video, like I do. Back to my podcast. Why am I doing this? I love bite-sized content as it allows me to laser target what I'm interested in as a consumer and publisher alike. As a publisher, I have set myself a simple goal. Learn to create really good content that is engaging for the audience while publishing the first 99 episodes. When things work out, I will be able to make this happen in 99 days. But let's see, life always provides surprises, as we all know. Remember my tagline? Pick a direction, love every step, do your best, own the result, repeat consistently. 99 podcasts in 99 days is a direction in which I'm heading. That's step one. Now let's talk about step two, finding a way to love every step you take in the direction you have picked for yourself. If I would podcast to get attention or money, and no one does listen and engage with me after 30 episodes, I would probably give up thinking, what a waste of time. First and foremost, I do podcast for myself as I do not have an audience yet anyway. I love it because it helps me to structure the lessons I have learned and still learn. I also love it because it helps like-minded people to find me and it's easy to engage with me. And I do know my content is valuable to the people who don't want to make all the mistakes by themselves but learn from others. Remember the questions in episode 2? Where did I end up? What have I gotten out of it? This podcast is a way to collect my answers to those questions. Coming to step 3, do your best. The important thing here is, don't confuse do your best with make it perfect. Do it, then put it out there. When you're done, own the result. As long as you have done your best, you should not have an issue in taking full responsibility for the result. No one has ever done something perfect from the get-go. How you master the journey from beginner to expert is what matters. Alright, I think you get it. Now repeat consistently. Oh, that's actually the final step. As you might also see, putting out 99 podcasts in 99 days as a direction includes the repeat consistently automatically, which I hope will help me to see it through. In case you're interested, let's get even more personal. I'm a perfectionist and I will be forever. Done versus perfect pretty much describes the struggle of my life. The way I deal with it is self-awareness and by consistently challenging myself. This podcast is one such challenge. And I'm just learning how to do it. The 21 YouTube videos I published earlier this year were such a challenge. Not buying the most perfect, most expensive thing, but the one which does the trick is such a challenge. Leaving the house not perfectly styled is such a challenge. Sometimes I dream about having a job for a perfectionist, like the people who do the last audit before a private jet or a super yacht gets signed off and delivered to the picky owner. Or as a 5-star hotel tester. You get the point. Why do I not have such a job? Perfect is a tricky and very expensive concept, and often pointless. And I'm also not sure if it would make me happy. Maybe it would be as if you ask a drug addict to become a drug tester. Maybe not. I don't know. Maybe I should try. If you're looking for a perfectionist, let's talk. My podcasts are far from perfect, but I'm happy they're out there nevertheless. Today they help me, and who knows, maybe one day they even help or inspire others. Ask me anything in the comments. In case you have a story to tell, let's do an interview. To connect with me on LinkedIn, type alex.red in the address bar of your browser and hit the connect button after you've logged in. So I'm not asking, but begging you, get it done. Today is not just the best day in the history of ever, it's also the first day of the rest of your life. Make it count and enjoy the ride.